Did you enjoy the hike back to our camp, my darling mate? I know it took you a little while, but I don't mind waiting for you. You may not be as fast as I am, especially in my full wolf form, but you're persistent. I think that might be what first attracted me to you. The sight of you living in a tent on your own, out here so far into the wilderness. I know humans enjoy camping in parks, of course, but to see one of you all the way out this far, no trails for so many miles around, just the wild country and mountain air we wolves love so much, it sparked my curiosity. It gave me an itch to just see what you'd do. I never expected a human could be so enticing. Oh. Don't worry about the others, my darling. They may not be as talkative as me, at least out loud. I've always been curious about humans, after all, but they won't hurt you. They can smell that I've claimed you as my mate, left my mark on you. They would eat you otherwise, of course. Don't be so shy, sweet. You weren't when you let me claim you, after all. Oh, no. On the contrary. The moment your eyes fell on my naked form, I could smell your rising hunger for me. As expected of a healthy, virile male. One who could survive out here, and maybe even find ways to sate his lust with me that your human society wouldn't allow. Oh, you're wondering about the fire. Well, we werewolves aren't like the common breed you may have seen in these mountains. We have adapted a tiny handful of your human innovations. Only ones that have truly stood the test of time. Fire keeps us warm when we wish to rest in our humanoid forms after a long hunt, in dens and clearing alcoves like these. Nothing satisfies like basking in a fire's glow after gorging yourself on a fresh, bloody kill. Don't you think? Oh, that's right. You humans use those metal smoke tube things to do your killing for you. Shame, really. Maybe you'd be more fun if you were more honest with yourselves and did it up close and personal. Not to worry, though. I'll kill you something nice and fresh soon. I'll even help you eat it. Would you like that, my darling mate? You know, you really should take off those dreadful clothes. You'll be more than warm enough by the fire, and they muffle your delectable scent. It really isn't fair. I don't cover myself with anything, do I? Not aside from my tail, and my hair, at least. And I know you prefer me like this. We wolves may always be naked, but I know how you humans think. It's exciting, isn't it? To be free? Like one of us? I know you like to stare at the curve of my ass, my perky breasts, even my glossy tail and ears. It's not right of you to deprive me of the same. What do you humans say? Eye candy? Here. Let me take those clothes off of you, my lovely mate. Don't struggle, silly human. I'll get all of this useless fabric out of the way in just a moment. At last. Now doesn't that feel better? Now you're one of us. In your natural state. And my, aren't you a handsome one, my lovely mate? I may not be prepared to eat you, but I think I want to eat you up in another way altogether. Truly. What a waste. Aren't you humans ever naked when you're not alone? What's that? Places where humans can be naked together? Beaches? Do the humans ever mate with one another there? No? It's non-sexual? you humans. Dividing everything into zones of sexuality and prudishness. We wolves know better. We are like your families are when we're naked together. And when the fancy strikes us, we simply rut as we please. Why would that be shocking? Here, my darling mate. Come closer to the fire with me. I want to feel the warm glow on your skin, to rest with you after our long journey and returning to the pack. Come lay with me on the bear skin. Yes, we did kill a bear. Bears and wolves are natural enemies, and too often the bears salvage what is rightfully the wolf's kill. They don't bother us werewolves, of course, but we like to even the odds for our more common cousins. Moon bless them. Where would they be without us? Perhaps they wouldn't have followed our lead and approached human campfires. We all know how that ended. You smell even better now that there's nothing in the way. All the fascinating scents dripping from your body, clinging to you. Where you've been, what you've done. Not to mention that soft, syrupy smell of manhood. I do love having that out in the open. What am I doing? Isn't it obvious? I'm grooming you, silly human. Your hair is matted, your skin is dirty and sweaty. I need to attend to my mate's needs. It's only right, now that I belong to you. It's just one of the many delights I'm going to help you get used to. Your neck is so soft and warm. I feel like a pup again, biting your neck and hearing you whimper and groan. Do you like the feel of my fangs against your soft skin? The danger of it? The same teeth I groom you with and use to play can rip and tear through flesh. Oh yes. And now I've made my way down here. I can smell your proud manhood and all the scents dripping from it. It's so thick and alluring. I can see how hard it is, throbbing with feral need. Did it get like that because of all my talk? Or was that just from you staring at my shameless body? The tip is dripping with so much pre-cum. Did you see how some of it got between my breasts when I was brushing up against you a moment ago? You've already marked me as your own. Oh, my darling mate. Can I lick it? I want to taste your luscious smell. Feel it inside me. Yes, yes. I can taste you so well like this. I love the way your cock keeps dribbling pre-cum over my tongue. As if it knows what I want. Is this what you like, my love? I recall that human males enjoy having their cocks sucked on by their partners. I'm sure a warm mouth would feel wonderful indeed. Do you want to stand up in front of me? I can stay on my knees in front of you and suck on it as much as you like. The others watching. What's wrong with that? Oh, don't worry about them. There's nothing wrong with satisfying your needs in front of others among we wolves. Besides, it reminds others that I belong to you, your mate, and yours alone. No, no, I'm fine, my silly human. This cock of yours really is big, isn't it? Like when I eat too fast and get a bone stuck in my throat. This bone is much more satisfying, of course. Perhaps I can even make you spill your seed in my throat. That would feel very good for you, wouldn't it? It would. Well then, what sort of mate would I be not to provide? You like my drool all over your cock, don't you? Does this feel good? Oh my. There's so much of your sticky hot seed in my mouth and dripping down to my tits. It smells and tastes so strong. I just love it. You want me to swallow it? Okay. All gone, my love. I've never swallowed a male's seed before, but I can't say I minded. You seem to enjoy that, Oh. I smell like you now. It must be strong indeed if even a human nose can tell the difference. But I hope you like it, my love. Marking me like that? To a wolf's nose, I should positively reek of you. From your own scent to that of your manhood. Everyone in the pack must know that I'm your mate now. Your she-wolf. Yours to love, to protect, to enjoy. Let me just stretch, my love. I'm not used to being on my knees for so long. What's that? No. I'm not uncomfortable, my love. Just itchy, you could say. It's a lovely early spring night, after all. My body is warm. My belly is full. But the season is, well, let's just say there's more than one reason I was attracted to you when I saw you camping by the river back there. Yes, that's right. I'm in season. My body is just begging me to breed. Filling me with all those lovely, lustful hormones that make my pussy itch and ache to have something inside of it. I've tried other things, of course. Masturbation is one of those practices we've picked up from humans. But, of course, nothing really satisfies the ache the way a mate would. Oh? Would you like to see, my human? I'd be more than happy to present for you. Here. Let me kneel down on my front, with my cheek against the fur, my ass high up for you to see, and, of course, my proud, glossy tail raised nice and high to give you a good look at my breeding hole. Do you like that? Don't be surprised, my darling. I know you enjoy the sight of my sopping wet cunt, dripping with need. Get closer, will you? Let me spread it nice and wide open so you can see how soft and tight it is inside. I can see and smell that my display is making you excited again already. I was hoping it would. Does it help if I waggle my ass for you? I believe your human phrase is face down, ass up. Well, you can certainly have me like that. Come, my love. I'm sure even your human nose can detect that rich, aching smell dripping down my thighs. Can you see the way my pussy is twitching? It's so very hungry for your human cock meat. Come and satisfy your mate. Come and breed me here on the fur rug in front of the fire for everyone to see. What are you doing? You're rubbing the tip against my sex. Oh, please. Do you really enjoy teasing me so much? Do you get such pleasure from tormenting your loving mate? Making her pussy ache and burn with the need to be bred to fuck, 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 fuck. Yes. Oh, that's it. Fill me up. Fill my pussy with your warm, thick, human cock. Satisfy your mate. I need it. I need you to fuck your hot, creamy seed deep into my cunt. Fill my womb with your load. Mount me. Fuck me like the animal I am. Yes. It feels so good. So good. Nothing's as good as getting fucked from behind by my mate, my love. Don't hold back. Don't treat me like a human. I am not one of your human sluts. I'm a wolf, and you can take me as hard as you need. Make me into your breeding bitch. Dig your nails into my skin. Grab me closer so you can hold me. Slam into my cunt. Give me everything. Yes. That's it. Your big, beautiful human cock is hitting my cervix. I can feel it. That's it. You're truly going to breed me, aren't you? Yes. I want everyone to hear. I want everyone to watch me as you force your raw, hot, sticky human cum deep into my pussy. Make me your wolf girl. I need you to make me into your little breeding wolf girl. Only yours. Only yours. For you to fuck and breed whenever you want. Just as long as you use me like this. I need to be treated like a she-wolf in heat. I need more. Push me down. Mount me harder. I want to feel you bite my neck. I can take it. Bite down on my neck, human. Claim me as your own. Go hard. I can take it. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that hurts so good. I hope you left a mark. It'll show, even in my wolf form. I need to be your bitch. My love. Yes. More. I keep going harder in my pussy. You're close. Yes. Keep fucking me. Go as hard as you need to fill me. Do anything you want with me. Just let out all your hot cum deep inside me. I need you to fill my pussy, fill my womb. Breed me. Yes. Just stay inside of me, okay? Lay on top of me with your cock inside, leaving me full and warm. Oh, that was glorious. I loved that. And I hope you loved breeding with me half as much as I did. I said before that nothing satisfied as much as meat and fire together, but eating, basking in that heat, and being fucked by my loving human certainly wins out. You loved it too? Well, I bet you did, judging by the way you were growling and clawing at my body as you came in me. I can feel the marks on my skin and my neck. Stay inside me, my darling mate. I love the feeling of you on top of me, keeping me tight in your embrace. Basking in the glow of the fire and the heat of our bodies together, where everyone can see us together. You're quite good at sating a wolf girl's lust. I don't think I've ever felt so satisfied. But of course, you do far more than scratch an itch, my love. I know you want to keep me for your own. I can smell it on you, in your heart. Am I right? I knew it. You've come a long way to be out here, my darling human. But with me here, why would you ever want to leave? Let's rest now, my love. Drift off to sleep by the fire with me in your arms. I am yours now, and you are mine. Part of my pack, my mate.